We have no intro to this next interview because when I say it, I don't mean it. Amber, we were found wandering the streets of Ipswich and we gave her shelter.
Yeah, she said, come and talk to us.
Come and talk to us. Do you do anything? Is there anything you do? And she's going to talk to us about, is it Frozen Lights? And we're going to talk theatre, which is a bonus because we didn't think we had an interview at this time. We do now. So welcome, Amber.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's Amber Gregory.
Yes.
And you run Frozen Lights Theatre Company.
Yes, I run it along with Lucy Garland.
Okay, and you're at the New Wolsey next week with a show.
Yes, we are performing The Forest on Friday the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd of May. It's the premiere of The Forest. It's the first time it's ever been done.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, but you've been at the Wolsey before. You were here last year, weren't you?
Yeah, we're an associate theatre company at the New Wolsey. We create theatre specifically for audiences with profound multiple learning disabilities, and the New Wolsey are a venue that are extremely passionate about access. And
yes, they've do a lot of work.
Yeah, and they've supported us since we started Frozen Light back in 2013.
Okay, so tell us a bit about The Forest.
So The Forest is ultimately a love story between two characters called Thea and Robin. Thea and Robin both live in a town and they're both very, very lonely in their own lives. Thea hasn't left her house in a really, really long time. Robin is really bored because he's a frozen statue and that's a pretty boring existence.
Oh, really?
Sounds like you, Steve.
Thea finds solace in writing and Robin finds solace in music. One day they both find themselves drawn into the forest, which is at the edge of the town, and they both go on multi-sensory journeys in the forest, and then we find out, you know, will they ever find each other in this mystical forest and in the
so
forest.
So making separate journeys through
the forest. Yes, making separate journeys through the forest. And in the forest there's another character called Ivy, who is the carer of the forest, and she kind of manipulates their journeys a little bit.
Oh, okay. She's sort of like an earth god. I say goddess, I was trying to avoid saying that word, but a sort of an earth deity or a sort of...
Yeah, she's a bit more military than an earth deity.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't want to mess with her.
Oh, really? A bit more like a Russian sort of, what's it, Baba Yaga or whatever, that sort of...
Yeah, maybe, let's go somewhere in between the two.
Okay, all right, fine. So this obviously keys into some old sort of fairy tale.
Yeah, though, at the end of the day, it is a show that we've created for teenagers and adults. So it does have an older theme to it.
Okay.
It isn't
so some darker
yeah
elements.
There are definitely some darker moments. It isn't your little green forest. It's
no.
A you know, quite a dark, stark set.
Well, a forest, I mean, in our mythology the forest always was a place of foreboding and somewhere that when fairy tales as they originally were, the dark tales of warning that they once were. The forest looms large there as a place of somewhere where you do not venture.
Yeah, and I would... Yeah, exactly. And again, that's what's happened with Thea and Robin. There's, you know, this forest at the end of at the edge of their town, and that neither of them have ever been in because no one in the town ever goes into the forest.
Okay.
So it's about when they go into the forest, what is it that they find?
And the forest really exists, just not just a metaphor, or is this...
No, it really exists.
Okay.
The audience will be sitting in our beautiful forest, which has been designed by Stephanie Williams.
Oh, okay. This is for very small audiences.
Yes, it's for an audience of six people with profound and multiple learning disabilities, their carers and companions.
Okay, so about a dozen people are going to go on this journey with you. And when you say profound learning disabilities...
Just people with complex disabilities.
Okay. All right, and again, you don't seek to define that in any way. That's more for people to decide for themselves. What you're saying is that... People, what we might say, more mainstream theatre may not be accessible to.
Exactly, it's for, you know, people who may not have the opportunity to go and see main house shows due to their access needs.
Yeah, okay.
And it's in our shows, it's fine for the audience to come in and out of the auditorium and to make noise and do all those things that are normally, you know, that you normally aren't able to do.
Our social conventions forbid within the auditorium.
And there's also no raked seating, and the audience will be on the main space with the performers.
Okay.
So because of that, there are no seats.
Right. So very interactive.
Very interactive.
This is The Hegg, which yes. is a space people may not be as familiar with.
It's next to the Ipswich Museum. Yep. And the reason for doing the show there is because it's a completely accessible space.
This is the High Street Exhibition Gallery, as it's known. Yes. Yeah. Where Trevor Nunn put his first production on ever, apparently.
But it is part of the New Wolsey season, and you can book tickets by calling the New Wolsey box office.
Okay. But not online, I see. From
no. No.
Okay. So when you say multi-sensory, what can we expect from this journey then?
So it's multi-sensory and interactive. So through every moment of the show, there are things to smell and touch and hear. So when you first come into the space, it will be smelling like a forest.
Oh, okay.
And then in the forest, there's a big storm. And after the storm, the smell will change to a post-storm smell.
Right.
At one point in the story, Thea makes a fire, and we have firewood that will actually smell like burning wood. Mm-hmm. So they're our smelly elements. And then at one point in the story, Thea finds some apricots, and you'll be able to taste some apricot spray.
Right.
Which is very, very tasty. And then there are lots of things to touch. So, for example, the logs that Thea creates, that you'll be feeling rain. You might be feeling some wind. So right. It's very interactive and, very exciting. And we've got a lot of live music played by our wonderful musician, Al Watts, who has composed all the music, and he is also performing in the show. He plays Robin, and he plays live the clarinet, piano and guitar.
Oh, he's a talented boy then.
Yeah.
That makes you jealous of people, multi-instrumentalists like that. It's fantastic. So this is next week, Friday and Saturday?
Yes, next week, Friday and Saturday.
Yes. But Saturday sold out, is that
no,
right?
No, Friday is sold out.
Oh, Friday is
so
sold out.
So we have tickets on Saturday the 23rd at 11 and 2.
Okay. And they are the exorbitant price of?
£5.
That's fantastic. That's a real bargain. Now, that's £5 each, presumably, for a person and their carer. So
£10, yeah.
Yes, so £10, £10 for the pair, effectively.
Yes.
That sounds like a bit of a bargain, Amber.
Yeah, and then after our premiere at the New Wolsey, the show will be going on tour across the country in the autumn. And we'll be announcing our tour dates after the premiere on our website, which is frozenlighttheatre.com. And we will be going to over 25 venues across the country. So if Fantastic. You don't catch it in Ipswich, hopefully you'll be able to catch it elsewhere.
Somewhere else.
Yes.
Instead. And how long does the show last?
An hour.
It's about an hour. So within most people's sort of concentration.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You can get tickets not online, but via the Wolsey box office, either in person or by calling them. Tickets are £5. It sounds like a delightful show, particularly if you've got somebody who can't normally enjoy all what theatre has to offer. You're likely to bring in more productions of this nature back to the Wolsey, Emma?
Yeah, definitely. We really hope to continue working with the New Wolsey in the future. We're a really small team of myself and Lucy who run the company. There's just the two of us. It can be quite difficult to create a show, book a tour, and do everything on our own. So actually, the support we get from the New Wolsey is absolutely amazing, and they give us a lot of administrative support. And a lot of they give us rehearsal space to rehearse in. Really, without the New Wolsey's support, we'd be very isolated, so the backing they give us is really really wonderful, and especially because they have such a passion for access.
We have I hear nothing but good things about the Wolsey. I mean, certainly Graham and I both go pretty regularly, and from an audience member's point of view, The facility's fantastic. We always say there's not a bad seat in the house. There's nowhere where you can't see well. There's nowhere where you can't hear well. The moment you walk in the theatre, the front of house staff are fantastic. They always greet you.
We feel the same as every time we come back to rehearsals. It always feels like we're coming home, and we feel so welcomed. And creating a theatre show, it does have its stressful moments, but it's made as easy as possible by everyone, which is really wonderful.
Well, that's the other thing I hear speaking to some people, the times I'm putting shows on, and every single one of them says, "Oh, it's one of the most welcoming theatres we ever come to." So it's fantastic, which is lovely to hear, and it's great for the town that We have such a wonderful facility here in Ipswich. Amber, wish you every luck with that.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming in. I'm glad we scooped you in off the street.
She's wandering lonely as a clown.
No,
bless her. No,
a pleasant coincidence.
We can blame Jenny, can't we? We said we were all going to blame Jenny. We're going to gang up. Yeah. Jenny is sort of manager at the Woolsey. So
it was my fault. I was supposed to be coming next week.
Yeah. No, we'll blame Miss.
We'll blame Jenny anyway. Yeah, just to say it's her fault.
Yeah.
Put her under pressure.
Great. Amber, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amber.